Explore Taida National Park. Taida National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is one of Spain's most iconic natural landmarks and the highest point in the country. Situated on the island of Tenerife in the Canary Islands, it boasts a unique volcanic landscape, walking routes for all abilities, and breathtaking panoramic views. This comprehensive guide covers everything you need to know to make the most of your visit to Mount Taida. Getting to Taida National Park. Reaching Taida is relatively straightforward from anywhere in Tenerife, with each route offering a distinct and scenic journey. From the north, follow the TF-21 from La Orotava or Puerto de la Cruz. This route takes you through the lush Corona Forestal, a forest of Canary Island pines that gradually opens into volcanic terrain. From the east, take the TF-24 from Santa Cruz or La Laguna, or the TF-523 from Güímar, one of the most scenic approaches to the park. From the south, the TF-21 from Granadilla or El Medano is ideal if you'd like to combine your visit with a beach day or a coastal drive. From the west, take the TF-38 from Los Gigantes, offering spectacular views of the cliffs. Along these routes, you'll come across signposted viewpoints that are perfect for photographing the volcano and its surroundings. Top spots include Chipeque Viewpoint, La Cruchita, and the San Jose Mines, famous for their yellow pumice formations. Best time to visit Taida. Taida National Park is open all year round, but the best times to explore are spring, March to May, and autumn, September to November, when temperatures are pleasant and weather conditions more stable. Winter can be quite chilly, particularly at higher altitudes, while summer brings strong sunshine, so make sure you're well prepared. The Taida Cable Car, a must-do. The cable car is one of the park's highlights. In just 10 minutes, it transports you from 2,356 to 3,555 meters, making it easier to get close to the summit. Prices, 2,025. Adults, 42 euros return, 23 euros 50 cents one way. Children, 3 to 13, 21 euros return. Audio guide option, from 45 euros and 75 cents. Booking. Advance online booking is strongly recommended, especially in peak seasons. Extras. Consider the sunset ride or the sunset and stars experience, which includes stargazing under clear night skies. Important. The final section to the summit via the Telesforo Bravo Trail is not included in the ticket. A free permit is required and places are limited, so it's best to apply several months ahead via the official National Parks website. Please note, children under 3 and individuals with health conditions such as heart problems or vertigo are not allowed on the cable car. The upper station is not accessible for visitors with reduced mobility. Stay hydrated and take your time. Altitude sickness can affect anyone. Recommended walking routes. Taida National Park offers a wide range of trails, from gentle strolls to challenging hikes. Trails from the upper cable car station. Telesforo Bravo Trail, Route 10. This steep 700-meter trail leads directly to the summit with a 165-meter ascent. A permit is required, limited to 200 people daily. The path is rocky and oxygen levels are lower. Take your time and rest as needed. La Fortaleza Viewpoint, Route 11. An easier 600-meter walk with fantastic views over the La Orotava Valley and the Sea of Clouds. Ideal for most visitors. Pico Viejo Viewpoint, Route 12. An 800-meter trail that offers a stunning view of the 800-meter-wide Pico Viejo crater with vistas stretching to La Gomera, El Hierro, and La Palma. Complete route from Montaña Blanca. For seasoned hikers, the Montaña Blanca trail is the most demanding, 8.5 kilometers with an elevation gain of nearly 1,200 meters to the upper cable car station. Permit holders can continue to the summit. The route covers varied volcanic terrain and areas of historical scientific significance. Practical tips for visiting Taida. Layer up. Temperatures can range from 25 degrees Celsius at the base to 0 degrees Celsius or lower at the summit, even in summer. Footwear. Wear sturdy shoes or hiking boots. Paths can be rocky and slippery. Sun protection. Sunglasses, a hat, and sun cream are essential. Hydration. Bring plenty of water. Book ahead, especially for the summit permit and cable car. Respect nature. Stick to the marked trails and avoid feeding or disturbing wildlife. Accessibility. There are adapted areas for visitors with limited mobility, including accessible viewpoints and some car parks. However, most trails are not suitable for wheelchairs. Check with the visitor center or review the park's accessibility plan in advance. More to do at Taida. Taida Legend Audio Guided Tour. This self-paced tour includes transport from your accommodation and insights into Taida's geology, history, and myths. It also gives access to the Science and Legend exhibition at the cable car base station, plus recommended walking routes, ideal for a cultural visit at your own pace. Stargazing. With its high altitude and low light pollution, Taida is one of the world's best spots for astronomy. Join evening experiences such as sunset and stars, combining a dramatic sunset with guided stargazing. Fun facts about Taida. Mount Taida is the third tallest volcano in the world when measured from the ocean floor, after Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa in Hawaii. Over millennia, Taida's lava has shaped extraordinary landscapes like the San Jose Mines and Tabernal Negro. The Taida Observatory is one of the leading solar and astronomical observatories in the Northern Hemisphere. In spring, especially May and June, the red Taginaste blooms, an endemic plant with striking scarlet flowers. Where to stay in Tenerife to explore Taida? To make the most of your time at Taida, it's worth choosing the right accommodation. Southern Tenerife, particularly Costa Adeje and Playa de las Americas, makes a great base, allowing you to enjoy both the mountains and the beach. Hotels such as Guayamina Princess and Princess Inspire Tenerife are known for their excellent service, stylish facilities, and easy access to the island's main roads. From here, it's simple to head off on a hike, ride the cable car, or join a stargazing tour, then relax with quality dining and leisure after your adventure. A one-of-a-kind experience. Whether you prefer to hike, take the cable car, enjoy a leisurely stroll or stargaze under a clear sky, Taida National Park has something to offer every visitor. Plan ahead, follow our tips, and prepare to be amazed by one of the most magical landscapes on Earth. Book your stay at Princess Hotels in Tenerife and discover Taida in comfort and style.